Happy to meet. I met up with Brother Jonathan Bayless.
Matter of fact, if we go over to the book of Isaiah and turn with me to Isaiah chapter number 64, we'll see exactly how God views our so-called righteousnesses. It says in Isaiah 64 and verse 6, "But we are all a clean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all are like the wind in us away. And there is none that calleth upon name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid his face from, or hid thy face rather from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities." The Bible asks the question, "Thought if thou, O Lord, should mark iniquities, who should stand?" The answer is no one. So we have begun, and I have to say begun, because even if I took up the entire time that the compiled, we could not complete sermons. Well, I've begun to bring out why, if you go and follow what so many churches, that there's just a little bit of good in every man. It's not possible. So I quoted the verse in Ephesians chapter 2, verse number, where the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened." That word quickened is made alive. Who were dead in trespasses and sins. Depravity prevents there being any goodness in man. Notice I say any moral goodness. A person can be a good citizen and be dead in trespasses and sins. A person can be a good citizen, that does not change the fact that they are totally dependent sinner. Total depravity in the light of unconditional election, I believe I hit on just a moment ago as well. Since man has no right approach unto God, election must be unconditional. If it were conditional, if God were to say, "If you can do one work that I view as righteous, I'll save you," we would fail at that. Because of what I started off with, man's will is depraved, man's mind is depraved, man's morals are depraved. There is no goodness in man, the righteousness in man, at least not in the eyes of God. Total depravity in the light of limited atonement. Since man has no good, and since God has elected his people, notice how I said that. Not all of mankind, so many people are teaching, but his people. We must conclude that even though all are born depraved in nature, God has chosen to save some. Depravity and life, irresistible grace. Our nature calls us, if it were possible, to resist the grace of God. Hard to swallow, you know that? Daily that his grace is total depravity. Backwards. Experience of the saints in the light of total depravity. If it were possible for man to sin away, his salvation would not take us long, would it? Total depravity in light of each. And I did that for this prayer. Hey, the doctor, I mentioned when I prayed him, I don't see anywhere in the Bible. When I preach this verse number 11, I said, "Who?" The correct answer. Notice what is said and said. "And I did eat." Who is Adam blaming? He was blaming Eve. That's not the correct. And he said, "And the will or his it is." It's not just bothered me. They've turned abortion on it and made it legal. I'm thankful for. That doesn't sound so bad, does it? It's where we do not take response to a spot where we no longer want to go, and I forgot. Six. I want Genesis 6, verse imagination of the thoughts of his heart. Verse on total depravity. In the earth, you know, we could. Our nation comes back, creates a new world. Wicked. Every ounce of his heart was only evil. Mankind. Now, That's if you go back and study in the book of Matthew. Also, you make his own way. Nature. Folks can do that. And finish the cross. To sit down at the right hand of the throne. Folks, for those of us who lay aside that besetting sin, do it aside. Chapter number one. I'm going to cover everything that has to do with all this. Number one, if we say we have no, we just, and the truth, if we confess our sin, and I always bring, go ahead and forgive me for the next ones too, because I believe it's what's being said here. Us to forgive us our sins and to cleanse them. And then verse number 10 brings out, not sin, we make him a, is not no use in, because the Bible's not in us. James said, painful thing to have. It is. What does that mean? Well, I believe you can put this to not forgive us. And I believe this is a necessity that we do so. I do appreciate that.
54 for the solid rock.
My hope is found in that God, and I dare not trust me, but in His name, Christ the solid, my ground is sinking, my ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide its face, I rest on Him, changes behind Him, my anchor holds within the veil. On the solid rock I stand, all other fears sink sand. All the ground is sinking sand. And He shall come in trumpets sound. Oh, may I with Him be found. Israel as the Lord, all blessed to stand before the throne. Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground sinking sand, all of this sinking sand.
I got my wife. I'm using it. I'm not on my phone. Hey, just here is the ability to maybe get. I have been honored that for 50 years. I'm thankful for that, and those 44 years, I appreciate their tolerance with me. Our next speaker, much he couldn't if he would. I would pray a condition. Brother Chris Burke, come here. And I am thankful, church, we are still here.
All glory to God. And I say that the Spirit God's foreordained people, whereby filled to save his people, and Jesus built his church, and that Jesus entrusted. The second reason why we are is to be the pillar to this world. 15. But if I tarry, may know his house, which is the church of the truth. Beloved, the Lord's church is which edition. And that privilege. Ability. How the Bible says that God is my name.
Right.
About all God think about God's truth.
About the physical King James only, man. I don't the versions, I don't need them.
But we're not just talking about the physical, but also the right interpretation of the word. So-called, they use the same Bible as we do. But they come to conclusions as to. So then, beloved, one very important Lord's church is sold up, stand for, and to declare the presence. Where else, if not in the Lord's church? The third reason, still here, prepare for himself a glorious bride. 27, husbands, love your wives, also love the church for it, sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the word, that he might glory his church, not having spot or wrinkles thing, but that it should win. This church of churches, he's already the church that Jesus is going to be with him. Bayless told us tonight when Jesus found us. I hope you see that one of God's, the Lord's churches. We're all a bunch of vile standards sometimes. Be included. One very important reason why we're in the church and the world and all the armies. When will we no longer?
I'll be here right now. I won't go that long, Brother Sam.
For more than one possible reason. First, but fourthly and finally, well, the possible answers to this question are pretty simple. We'll no longer. That sooner. You want to see a dead church?
And you will find a dead church.
The ground of the truth. We'll, what used to be Sound Baptist will still be here. You won't be loved the world. It's getting more and more. The world unto.
I believe we will soon be gone on the way of the world. Be here when we no longer
to be glorious churches now. Churches exist for every reason but us if we fail. Reason for being God in everything. Here, that's our now.
Period.
What do you think of Jesus comes.
In my heart, I even
The only kind of
still here not to destroy it in spite of covenants, in spite of Protestant time, in spite of Baptist. Here at Baptist Church, we said we've been here.
Our last speaker will be Brother Matt, not right on the program.
Amen.
I did fool something. No.
I'm looking on his Facebook, Ephesians, guys. And Brother Sam, Brother Scott, I see Doug Newell, and I know they're preaching on the church. I said, how did I know that Brother preaching on the local church? That's I wasn't paying much. Why are we still here? It's worse. 50 years of preaching the local church, and obviously that subject to me because since I live in, and I realized that after I thought about why would it be 50 years? This is a long time. It's time that you're going to be fighting that aspect you've had to fight, and the things that you've had to stand is going to be that the second point was going to be that the Protestants preach and assembly. Can't preach that. Outline changed because my third point and the let those guys my previously wonderful message. I'll go home with Big Creek. But it's distinct from they try to equate Israel with. And I thought about Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21. By Christ Jesus, not in. Of course, you have to, you know, that's what we. What is this church? Ephesians 3:21. One of the most awesome grow up, I remember him preaching and how important it is, just like Matthew 16:8 there. But it says there's going to be churches. We're going to bring glory to the Lord, don't we? Into the book of Ephesians. It's an awesome book, isn't it? Jesus. I don't have no foolishness. That's us. That's. We may not, we may know we're out there, but being there. False, having preached peace to you, which were fallen Gentiles, through him we both have access by once unto the Father. Now, this is a church of foreigners, but fellow citizens hold a tabernacle, put his testament discipline that he's talking about. God needs. That's where the address, that's where God, you see that? Built his house. It's not something, an entity out there. Apostles and pride, that's what they're talking about. A brick and mortar. They got all these stores that are online and all these places on Amazon, you know. That's places here, though. These are cash registered. And be a, encourage people. Pastor, take care. That's what we take care of learning. That's what, it's a building fitly framed together, a visible word. That's what the grace baptism, you know, show up. Ups as you have. Do. It says in verse 22, you know, that is, I think of a bricklayer. Brick that was just lugging over. He's a brick. That's what you all are, is brick. And habitation. Camp here. We're not over in that church building, but in that gym is, it's you. We're there on 31 North Church. Church goes on, doesn't it? Because it's a local. Build a habitation of God through the Lord. You got your visible chance that God kept me going. There's not too many times God keeps people from going to his church. But he does sometimes. I've got a deacon in my church that doesn't have one leg, and sometimes he can't come. I understand that. Providentially hindered. You know, a lot of people are not. Say they are. When you gather together, then you are part of the local body church. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 23, just one more reference here. It says in verse 23, and thinking about the invisible church, I don't know how many members are in that church. Visible. But it says here in verse 23, if therefore the church be into one place, what else can it be talking about? It says whole church, except all the members of Grace Baptist Church. Have a responsibility to come and bring glory. To him be glory in church. In this type of body, I want to say, any of these bodies around, but in this body, as we talk about the book of Ephesians, chapter number 3, as you get to the heart of this church epistle, the Apostle Paul gives the reason, has a plan for his church, and it's to be a missionary Baptist church. And that's what verse 10 says, and says, wherefore when you read, you may understand knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And the church is the mystery he's talking about in the first three verses. And it says in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed in holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be and of the same body. Again, the word is used. You know, the word body as it's used in the New Testament is used about anything except the Lord's church. It's never used about the family. Family is never called a body, and the kingdom is never called a body. The church is always what it's referring to. Confused by the universal, invisible, mystical, whatever it might be, or the big church or the little. When it speaks about the body, it's speaking about you, the grace church. That's what it's talking about. And that's what it says. We should be fellow heirs and of the same body and part of us by the gospel, whereof Apostle Paul says, I was made according to God, given unto me power, at least of all, said that I should. The uncertain is that. Yes, Lord's church. Paul. That's what this is, the gospel church. And the church where riches are. And if all men see what is fellowship, the word for assembly, isn't it? Most churches have fellowship halls. That's where they come. And you get a lot of those hugs, a lot of those peach pies, and all that time to spend together with each other is when you're having fellowship. And you have sweet fellowship, what? With people that you agree with people that you love. How much fellowship do you have when you're with people that you hate? Can you imagine inviting Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to our fellowship hall? We'd come and pray for them. You wouldn't have much sweet fellowship. How long would you talk to somebody like that before you get upset? Before they get upset with you? But I can go in there and I can sit with Brother Sam in there until 12 o'clock or whatever it is. And we can have sweet fellowship. We agree. We agree with each other. We agree with Christ. You see, that's what it is. You know, I was talking to somebody and they said, you know, the Lord's church is the most amazing thing in the earth. Where you can get all kinds of different people with different opinions and dwell in love. You know, and I may like the Cleveland Browns, and you may like the, you know, the Michigan Wolverines or something like that. You may like some of these things. We may disagree on all these things. But you know what? When we open up the Word of God, love each other. Yeah, I believe that. And that's right. Yeah, preach it on, brother. Because God is the center. Can be glory in the church. No flesh in his press. Who was it who was bringing all that glory upon himself the other night? We was talking about it. He kept saying, I did that. It wasn't Sam, I'm sure. But you know, who do we come to bring glory for? Bring glory for the Lord. We would bend backwards, throw ourselves in a mud puddle, so our Lord going through. Once we know how much the Lord did for us, why would we not want to be part of the body of Jesus Christ? That he had in your locality, in your community. Unto him be glory, church, throughout all ages. You know, the only one that was glory in the church. And that's what he wants. Paul wants to see the fellowship of the mystery, which had been from the beginning, world has been hidden. God created all things by Christ Jesus to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. That's what you hear. That's our, you know, we go to the Great Commission, we go to the 1618 to find out what the Lord did, but here's our marching orders too. That the world might know the manifest wisdom of God. Teach them the gospel of Christ. Teach them the Lord's church. That's the second part of it, baptizing. And the third part is to teach them to observe all that's commanded and know how to live. That God might be blessed. God's plan. The third point is God has a one body. That doesn't mean it's one big body. It means one kind of body. I know it does. One body. A unified body that you have, and that's found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4. There is one body. You know, there's seven of them, Spirit, one book, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. You know, there's not two baptisms. The Spirit baptism, Holy Spirit baptism puts you in the big church, auto baptism puts you in the little church. Where do you find that in scriptures? There's one baptism, one body, one God, one Father. Brother Chris touched upon this a little bit also. You know, and the KJV is an example of this. The main reason people want all these other versions, it's the devil. The main reason he wants all these is so you can have multiple truths. You know, well, my Bible says this. Well, my Bible says this, and well, you don't got oneness anymore. My God says this. We've only got one God. And we've only got one church. They don't teach that at my church. Well, let's go back to Matthew 18:18 and find Jesus Christ's church. I will go to my church. That's where I want to go. That's why it's important for this church to be able to trace its roots back to that one church. So that it is one church. The one church that Jesus Christ founded. And that's what this wonderful verse is talking about here. That one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One Bible, one KJV. Like Brother Sam already said that too. You know, I know the Geneva Bible was an English translation. But you know, there's only one Textus Receptus. The King text and the text in the Old Testament, that's what they're based upon. One. And that's what that's all we need is a Bible that's based upon that. And Lord, help us to treasure our Bibles and our churches as the one Lord has for us. In verse number 11, this one body, the physical, and this is the thought process here. This point here is the physical units of the body that we have. The bricks and the mortar. If you're talking about sheep, it's a herd. I mean, flock, sorry about that. You know, if you're a light, you go on the candlestick.
If you have the hands and the arms, and it's just part of one body. The pictures that the Lord always has of His church is of one body. A one unit that you have there. It's a practical unit. You know, when I was preaching through the book of Ephesians, that's one of my messages there. The reason the Lord has a local assembly is so that you can assemble there. That's the purpose. The purpose for you to be there is for you to be learning, for you to be growing, for you to be shining, for you to be witnessing. In verse 11, that's what it says, and He gave some churches, is what it's called, some bodies. You read in verse 12, He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, those, some of those bodies, for the perfecting of the saints. There's a purpose to this. God has a purpose for a local church, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So that's why He gave some of them apostles and some of them pastors and teachers and some of them evangelists. Till verse 13, till come in the unity or the oneness and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, complete. Do you know this church is perfect? I know I preached a message once about a perfect church made of perfect church members. You know why it's perfect? Because it's perfect for what God created it for. You know, when I say my wife is perfect for me, call me perfect. I say I didn't. And then, you know, back at it, she's out there watching this. And she, I better stop it. You know, I said she's perfect for me because she's all I need. I don't need wife number two. Who's that? Julia's talking about, she's my ex. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, she's your ex-girlfriend. And she's my wife. And so, you know, that's, she's perfect for me. And we find that together. And the Lord's church is perfect for you. The Lord made it perfectly to preach. He made it perfectly to be the pillar and ground of the truth. He made it perfect to be the witness that this world needs. He made it perfect. Not us. But that's what we have until we come. We'd be henceforth no more children. Verse 14, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. That's the purpose of the church. It says, verse 15, speaking the truth in love may grow up. What do you think about when I say grow up? Exactly that. We need to grow up. We need to become quit drinking milk with word only and start eating meat of the word. Don't let the pastor have all the meat. It's enough of the chicken as it is. You know, we need the meat too. May the Lord help us to grow up. And it says in verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part maketh increase of the body, the increase in numbers and in spiritual knowledge. Unto the edifying of itself in love. It says that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Verse 20 says, but ye have not so learned Christ. Well, where did you learn Christ? Except in the Lord's church. That's what it's there for. And that's what it says in verse 25. Wherefore, put in away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. And it's interlocking, isn't it? We need to be there for each other. We need to be there for the Lord. We need to do the work the Lord has for us to do. The last thought I have here, since I'm running out of time, I've got two more points. We might not get to the Baptist bride, and that was what we'd finish up with in Ephesians chapter 5. I speak the mystery of this husband and wife. So let's finish up here with Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17. As I think about the body of Christ, verse just came to me. And the Apostle Paul, speaking about his persecution, let no Galatians 6:17, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I bear in my body, Apostle Paul says. You know, my thoughts went immediately to Jesus Christ bearing the marks in his body. Thomas, the points in his hands. But you know, the body about tonight, Grace Baptist Church, ought to have the marks. That's what it says here. I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. And sometimes that'd be persecution. That's what Brother Doug and I was talking about over there in 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. It might be persecution, it might be blood. But you know, it ought to be our faith and practice. It ought to be the marks of the New Testament church. It ought to be the marks of the body of Christ. The marks of the Grace Baptist Church. The marks of this of whatever church you're a member of ought to be marked for Jesus Christ. We stand for Christ. Doesn't matter what the world stands for. That's what all the rest of them are to edify. No matter who they want to glorify, we want to glorify Jesus Christ. Hey, continue fighting that battle. Grace Baptist Church. God bless you.
Then we better sing a song.
Okay, so just inside your front cover of your hymnal, you'll find a song pasted in there. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Let's all stand.
As the world looks upon me, as I stumble along, they say I am guilty, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, for I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. There's a roof above me, I was good place to be. And who God has been is on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and my family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not healthy, and it's most rare of you, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I love you. There's a roof up above me, I would put